found the Digging Oak Island podcast, a podcaster's journey to discover the truth behind the Oak Island mystery. I'm Dave McBride, and I thank you for downloading and for listening. Now, only a matter of days ago, a couple days ago from the time of recording here, the History Channel released its first trailer for the upcoming Season 7 of The Curse of Oak Island. And it is, exciting to say the least. So I thought I would come on with something of a sort of a short bonus episode here, just to kind of break it down a little bit. If you want to watch along, you're going to find the trailer on the History Channel website. You want to click on the one that says Preview, The Curse of Oak Island Season 7, and not the one that says Season 7 Specials. That's another subject. One of the cool things we're getting this year, I think, is sort of a group of four specials. It's going to be a lot of information we already have, but it's good to kind of get primed up by it. And there's some interesting stuff on that trailer, but let's put that to the side for now. So why don't you get the trailer up on your computer, on your phone, on your tablet, whatever you're using, take a look at it, and then watch it all the way through, and then come back and let's point it out a little bit. You can sort of drag along and get to the specific times when images come up that I want to discuss a little more. It begins with an image of the swamp, and there's some sort of barge in the middle of it. It's clearly not yet drained, as we're all kind of expecting it to be some point. So this is likely early in the season, early in the, not only the television season, but early in the summer season. And Marty says, quote, "We are in the eye of the swamp." So we can tell very early on the swamp is going to be key to this season, at least initially. At the 7-second mark, we get an image of four guys on an inflatable boat paddling into the deeper water areas of the swamp. It looks like this might be Alex Lagina, perhaps maybe Marty, someone else, and a guy in a wetsuit that I think from a shot later on is probably Gary Drayton. In the following image, we see that barge again I mentioned before, the one, you know, sitting in the middle of the swamp. And this time, we clearly see a drilling rig on the barge. And once again, the swamp is not drained, so this clearly looks to me like the Laginas are doing the smart thing here and doing some what we would call exploratory drilling before going into the massive expense of totally excavating the entire swamp. Now let's cast our mind back to last year's postseason episode of Drilling Down with Maddie Blake, the one week after the season ended. Now, in the week before, the weeks leading up to the debut of this new season upcoming, I'm going to do a couple podcasts where we'll review season six much more thoroughly, and we're really going to go into this in depth. But as a little sort of primer to that, keep in mind that the swamp stuff is all based on seismic scanning data that came up with multiple anomalies, in quotes, in the swamp. Two of them they call highland anomalies because they're on an area of higher ground just off the swamp. One was described by the geophysicist of the company that did the seismic data, Eagle Canada, as a quote, I think the quote was something to the effect of a door to a stairs to a tunnel. And another one in this highland phenomenon is what they deemed as sort of a connection to the money pit. They're both on the eastern side of the swamp, the side of the swamp closest to the money pit. And then there was another giant, nearly 200-foot-long anomaly in the middle of the swamp itself that Blake was, Maddie Blake was certain as a ship. If you remember, he says, that's a ship. But the geophysicists, before seeing all this, also said that there could be a natural explanation for this. We kind of cast that aside, but he does say that. So keep that in mind as we move along here. If the team can dig a couple of sort of small exploratory holes, as we see them on this barge, and come up with something in that huge anomaly that isn't natural, well, then the game is afoot, right? Then we have an idea of what we're going after. But if they just come up with sand like they did last year in the Mega Bin area, for those of you who remember, or some of the other seismic anomalies that didn't quite pan out, that saves them the expense of doing that. Doesn't mean there aren't other anomalies to look at, but it does save them the expense on those. Also, keep in mind that trailers, it's important to say, are not meant to give you a good idea of what's going to happen in Season 7. It's exactly the opposite. They're designed to give away really as little as possible while still keeping the viewer excited about what's coming up. So needless to say, everything here that we're going to talk about is really open for interpretation other than the images, and it might be all, but even then, even with the images, it might kind of be a sleight of hand, a sort of visual sleight of hand, so to speak, just to kind of make us think something might be bigger than it really is. Let's move up to about the 9-second mark. We see a huge hole being dug with an excavator. Now, with all the talk of the swamp, it's possible showrunners are trying to make us think that that is where this work is being done, but I'm not so sure. This does look a little bit like the money pit area to me, more than the swamp. It's possible it's someplace, you know, entirely different from either one of those, but the dirt clearing that you see just to the top left and the relatively dry ground up on the top of the screen doesn't look like the swamp to me. The fact that they needed to put down a wooden platform for the excavator might indicate soft, wet ground. Who knows? Perhaps this is the very edge of the swamp as they look for this connector or staircase anomaly. I think that might be what we're at least trying to imply here, but it's very hard to say. Here's the crazy thing about this shot. That excavator did not dig that hole that you see in the middle of the screen. It's way too deep. Look at the man standing to the left, or I think it's just to the left of the hole. That will give you an idea of how deep this really is. Needless to say, they found some sort of shaft or tunnel they might not have dug themselves. Fascinating. The next frame, Rick and Marty are climbing out of that same area, which really gives you an idea of the depth here. The next image I want to discuss is just from the 12-second to 13-second mark. It looks like we're back in Smith's Cove, though the cofferdam is clearly not the same as last year. I'm not even 100% sure it's Smith's Cove. At the start of the image, when it's panned further back, you can see what looks like a road. That same road that was built to bring in the heavy gear and to build the dam and create the concrete platform. Well, this does kind of look like that, but this also looks like a very narrow stretch of land. It may just be the angle playing games with me, but I don't know. I just don't know. The island does come to a point by Smith's Cove. Could maybe explain that. But that would be to the left of the cove, the area that you're talking about. That, you know, the area that, remember, from last year. That'd be to the left if you're coming in from the ocean, not the right. It looks to me that on the left of this image, we can see some of the structures maybe unearthed last year. It's hard to say. Like I said, if that is the structure, then this is to the right. You know, they went through a great expense to kind of move this cofferdam out. That can't be an easy task, or a cheap one for that matter. So it's hard to say what this is, but it'll get fascinating in a second. When the clock ticks over to the 13-second mark, I want you to stop and have a real close look. Now, you see where the yellow fence part, the two parts of the yellow fence meet right in the middle of the top of the dam closest to the camera, that flush part that's right in front of us there. Now, look on the ground between that part of the fence and the excavator. What the hell is that? By relocating the dam, they were clearly after something, and they certainly found something. It looks like, I mean, for lack of a better term, a giant wooden box. I think we might see more of it in a second, so hang on. The next image is perhaps the most compelling of them all. For just a brief glimpse, we go back to the pit I was talking about before, the one with the excavator, and we actually see someone in the bucket of the excavator being lowered down for a look. My guess is that's probably Rick, knowing how Rick likes to do these things, but regardless, man, this is an enticing image. This is a great trailer image. Both this and the previous shot from that area together, just great images. What are we looking at? What is Rick looking at? I mean, they're being lowered down into this tunnel. This is a risky move for sure, to get a look at something. Have we found a tunnel leading toward the money pit? Is this what the seismic data told us, you know, on the highland areas here? Man, what a great image for a trailer. It really is. Really is exciting, no doubt. We get then a little montage of the cast. We see Gary Drayton in a wetsuit in the swamp. That's what I mentioned before. But let's go back to this potential giant wooden box in Smith's Cove. Maybe it's not a box after all. At the 18-second mark, we get a real good look at this. And this is an image that is sort of making the rounds. It's the image that is sort of the holder image for any time you look at this trailer on the History Channel's website. If you go to the History Channel, this is the image you see. So clearly they agree that this is a pretty cool image. It's most likely Craig Tester and probably Jack Begley, looks like him, doing some digging here. Now we have a better idea. This looks to me of what this is. This looks to me like to be another old attempt at a cofferdam, maybe, like we've seen in the U-shaped, the L-shaped structures from last year. But there is really a whole lot more left of it than those structures. What I see is, flat boards driven into the ground to try and stem the water from seeping in from under the ocean floor. And then a dam built on top of it by what are large beams, round beams, with some sort of, primitive or at least corroded attempt at waterproofing there as well. Remember, much of this is damaged and no longer there. I mean, it's been underground for years, but you can get the idea. The fascination for me here is that it looks like there is maybe an open space in behind it. Look at the gap in the flat boards right above Jack's head. Is it me? Or does that look like an open area back there? That's a weird one. Again, this could be just images playing games with you, darker patch that maybe we just don't see. I don't want to make too much of it, but you never know. It does look like it has some depth to it. The next thing I want to talk about is not an image at all, but it's a line from geologist Terry Matheson. By the way, Terry Matheson is incredibly important to this dig team. I hope this year we finally get this man in the war room. I mean, he's incredibly smart and has a lot to say about these things, and he never seems to be consulted any more than the work he's doing. I'm sure that's not true in real life, but that's what the show kind of makes you believe. He says, quote, "The steps seem to lead down to something." Steps? This is getting good now. Then there's a quick shot of that excavator again, only this time perhaps like a better look of it actually doing the digging. We see some wood and the like there, down there in the pit, but the weird thing here is the depth. If this is the Money Pit or Shaft 6, it would be a lot deeper than this. Is this the swamp, the sides of the swamp? It doesn't seem wet enough to be the swamp, but man, it's interesting. Why is there wood only, what looks like maybe 30 feet or so down? That doesn't jive with a lot of other information that you have. At 21 seconds, we see the excavator bringing something up. Now, again, we're below this, and all we get is this shadow kind of looking up, a silhouette of a shape. And I just have no idea what the shape is. Folks, any guesses? I mean, I've stared at this a number of times. It certainly doesn't look like those sort of typical hammer grabs full of wood. Seems a lot bigger than the bucket. It seems a lot bigger than the bucket that itself that's actually bringing this stuff up. I just can't make it out. And also, here's a great question. Why is the cameraman down in this pit? I mean, are we sure this is safe? I mean, geez Louise, I mean, we haven't seen that very often. Either way, I mean, this is a great shot of pulling something really crazy out of the money pit. Or out of a pit. I shouldn't say money pit. Scratch that, out of a pit. I mean, this is it's really cool. And again, if you have any idea of what it might be, email me, diginoakisland@gmail.com, and give me your ideas. Or you can put them on the Facebook page as well. Now, obviously, a lot of what the cast is saying cannot really be put into context. And that's an issue here. And that always is with these things. And it bothers people. It doesn't really bother me. I kind of factor it into this stuff. But it is really true. You hear Gary Drayton exclaiming, "This is what we're looking for," you know. And then you hear Marty Lagina saying, "Wow, it's all true." I mean, we really, honestly, as enticing as those quotes sound, we really can't glean anything from that kind of stuff. More often than not, when we hear it with its full context, it's not at all what we were led to believe in the trailer. But it is worth noting that there is a lot of talk in this short 30-second space about tunnels, flood tunnels. There's another something leading to the money pit. It's mentioned three times. That one idea is mentioned three times in 30 seconds. So maybe for one reason or another, those Highland anomalies that I talked about are really maybe more the focus than this potential ship in the middle, or maybe anything like that is, who knows? Maybe this ship is just being hidden from us, but no spoilers from me here. I don't have any information other than a few photographs I've seen in certain places. Certainly haven't seen a ship lying there yet, but this stuff is compelling. Let me just finish by saying, honestly, this trailer did its job for me, and then some. If the point is to whet our appetite, then job done, folks. What we see here is not the normal work we're used to. There's not a big drill in the money pit. There's not Drayton holding a metal detector and high-fiving Jack Begley. There's none of that stuff. There's a lot of different-looking things and a lot of really compelling-looking stuff, and man, it's exciting. And I'm not sure if there's going to be another trailer that comes out before the season starts, but like I said, if you know, take a look at this one again, and if you have any ideas, any theories of what you're seeing, feel free to send them along. So that's going to do it for this episode, this little short bonus podcast of Digging Oak Island. We do have some great stuff coming up. In the next couple episodes, you're going to hear, as long as nothing else new and crazy comes in, you're going to hear some stuff about specifically the Knights Templar. I have an interview, two-part interview with an expert on the Knights Templar. Then we have some other great stuff coming up, so stay tuned for all that. I ask you, as always, to subscribe to the show anywhere, either on iTunes or anywhere you get the podcast. If you do enjoy the show, please rate and review us. I'm trying. This is a new show, and we're really trying to get it out there and trying to get some interaction and some feedback and all that kind of stuff. So the more we review, the more we subscribe, it kind of helps to get the word out on the show. Again, you can share the link around. You can go to Facebook and share that around. We're going to probably be starting to do a Twitter page and that kind of stuff in the near future. We just haven't done that yet. But as I said, you can also follow us on Facebook. We are at Digging Oak Island. I put every episode on there. You can certainly use that for discussion on the episodes afterwards. So give us a like there or a follow or however that works, and it'd be much appreciated. Leave your comments, questions, anything there. And if you have any comments or questions that you want to get directly to me, the best way to do that is probably via email at diggingoakisland@gmail.com. So until we speak again, I'm Dave McBride. Thank you for listening to Digging Oak Island.